Title: Tonal Razors from Resampling in Ableton Live 12, Advanced Drum and Bass Sound Design. All right, let's build tonal risers the way a lot of serious D&B records do it, not as a random noise sweep, but as something that actually has pitch, implies the key, and grows in intensity in a way that makes the drop feel bigger. The core idea today is resampling. We'll generate something cool with synths and effects, print it to audio, and then treat that audio like clay. Warping, pitching, texturing, gating, and arranging it like a producer, not like a preset. By the end, you'll have three reusable risers: a harmonic tonal riser that's clean and modern, a neuro tension riser that's aggressive and moving, and a jungle atmos riser that's wide, emotional, and tapish. And you'll have a resample workflow that makes variations fast. Before we start, at 172 to 176 BPM, most D&B builds feel best in 4, 8, or 16 bars. And the last bar is where you earn the drop. That's where the intensity spikes, the space gets managed, and you set up that vacuum moment right before impact. Let's set up the workflow first. Create an audio track and name it Resample Print. Set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off so you don't create feedback loops. When you want to print anything, you arm this track and record. Optional but extremely useful. Create a return track called Riser Verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Juice Hall for depth, or shimmer if you want that tonal sparkle. Set decay somewhere around 6 to 14 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Then filter it, because long reverbs get messy fast. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 12k. After the reverb, add EQ 8 and shave out boxiness if it shows up. Often around 250 to 500, and if it gets fizzy, gently pull down the extreme top. Quick teacher note here: long reverb is basically a pitch blender. If you feed it muddy input, you get reverb soup. So if you're going heavy on verb later, the pro move is to EQ before you send, not just after. Cool. Now riser 1, the harmonic tonal riser. This is the musical one that reinforces your track key. Create a MIDI track called Tonal Source and drop in Wavitable. Start clean. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Pick a sine or triangle. Oscillator 2. Basic shapes. Saw wave, but turn it way down. It's just there to add a little harmonic spine. Add a touch of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices. Keep the amount low, like 10 to 25%, and set width around 80 to 120%. Add a low pass filter, LP24. Start cutoff low, somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz, and add a bit of drive, 5 to 15%. Amp envelope. A small attack, like 10 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't click, and a release around 300 to 900 milliseconds so it feels smooth. Now draw a single long MIDI note for 8 bars. Ideally, this is your drop root note. If your track is in F, use F. If you're not sure, use the note your sub bass will hit on the drop. Now we add movement and tension after wavitable. Put auto filter, also LP24, and later we'll automate the cutoff upward. Add a touch of envelope if you want some extra bloom, but keep it subtle. Then add saturator, analog clip mode, drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. We're not crushing it, we're just making it read in a mix. Add chorus ensemble, chorus mode, amount 15 to 35%, rate slow, like 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. Slow modulation equals expensive, fast modulation equals seasick, and then either add hybrid reverb on the track, or send to the riser verb return. Either way, keep the low cut pre-high, like 250 to 500, because we are not building sub with our riser. We are building tension. Now resample it. Arm resample print, solo tonal source, and record 8 bars, while you automate the filter cutoff upward. Do it as a smooth ramp, like 300 Hz up to 8, 10, even 12k. The exact curve matters. If you ramp too fast early, you have nowhere to go later. Try a curve that stays restrained for the first half and then accelerates in the last 2 bars. Once recorded, consolidate the clip to exactly 8 bars so it's clean and easy to manipulate. Now the fun part, audio warping and pitch. Set warp mode to Complex Pro. It usually holds harmonic content best for this kind of tonal material. And then, experiment with performance control. Even a small change can make it feel like it's singing instead of just rising. Now add pitch motion. You can do this two ways. 1. Automate clip transpose from minus 12 up to plus 7. That's a classic tension curve. It feels like you're climbing stairs and then reaching. Or 2. Use shifter for a smoother, more controllable glide. Put shifter after the clip. Set mode to pitch. Set dry slash wet to 100%. And automate pitch up slowly. Teacher note. calibrate your pitch ramp to your drop note. The easiest way to get this right is, make sure the riser's last moment lands on the drop root, or the fifth. Even if the riser gets weird in the middle, that final landing point makes the drop feel inevitable. If your source note is already the root, you can end your transpose automation at zero semitones and you'll land perfectly. Now make it drop ready. Put EQ 8 and high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. If it gets harsh, notch a little around 2 to 5k, because distortion plus chorus plus reverb loves to scream there. Then add sidechain compression keyed from your kick or drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fast attack, and release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. You're aiming for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction near the end so it breathes with the drums and doesn't sit on top like a sticker. Arrangement tip: this harmonic riser is best when it's not obvious too early. Fade it in so you mostly feel it around bar minus 4 to bar minus 1, not the entire 8 bars. Now riser 2, neuro tension. This is mid-range threat, Reese adjacent. Great for techie rollers and neuro. Create a MIDI track called Neuro Source. Drop in operator. For speed, start with algorithm 1, mostly carriers. Osc A, saw or square, bring level down a bit. If you want some extra edge, use Osc B as light FM, sine wave, and bring B level up just enough to add hair, not enough to turn it into a laser. Turn operator's filter on, LP24, and push the drive, like 6 to 18. This is where weight comes from. Draw a long root note for 8 bars again. Now the movement chain. This is where it becomes alive. Auto filter first, LP24, you'll automate cutoff later. Then roar. This is one of the biggest Live 12 advantages for DNB sound design. Start from a warm drive style preset, then push drive somewhere like 20 to 45%, and keep an eye on output. Make the tone slightly darker early, then brighten toward the end. You can even add subtle modulation inside roar, with a slow LFO so it never sits still. Add phaser flanger next. Phaser mode. Amount 20 to 40, feedback 10 to 30, rate very slow. 0.05 to 0.20 Hz. Slow phase movement makes that creeping machinery vibe. Add redux, but be careful. Downsample maybe 1.5 to 4, and bit reduction tiny, like 0 to 2. It's seasoning. If you hear it crackle like a broken MP3, you went too far. Put a limiter at the end just to catch spikes while resampling. Not to make it loud, just to prevent random distortion you didn't choose. Now record 8 bars into resample print. On the printed audio, set warp mode to texture. Rain size around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Flux 10 to 30%. Texture warp is amazing for making it feel like it's tearing and stretching, but it can also make pitch unstable, so we'll use it intentionally. Now do the DNB staircase pitch. Duplicate the clip and split it into 4 sections of 2 bars each. Transpose those sections. Minus 12, minus 7, minus 3, and 0. Then for the final bar before the drop, add a ramp, from 0 up to plus 5. This is such a powerful trick, because it's not just a smooth sweep. It feels like you're stepping up levels of danger, then doing the final lunge. Now add rhythmic gating so it rolls. Put autopan after the clip. Set amount to 100%, shape to square, and rate to 1/8 or 1/16, synced. Phase at 0 degrees. That turns autopan into a trance gate. Then put utility after it. Automate width from maybe 50% early up to 140% late. That narrow to wide arc is a big part of build energy, and it translates even on smaller speakers. Arrangement move. Place this neuro riser behind the drums in the last 4 bars. Then, right before the drop, cut it dead for a micro silence, like an eighth note or a quarter note. That pause is pure leverage. The drop feels louder without you turning it up. Now riser 3. Jungle Atmos. Airy. Nostalgic. Textured. Perfect under an Amen edit or a liquid to modern transition. Create a MIDI track called Atmos Source. Use Meld if you want a rich pad fast, or Waveitable if you're more comfortable there. Build a pad with slow attack, not too bright. Then add a noise layer. You can do operator noise, or a simpler noise sample. The goal is breath, not hiss. Send both pretty heavily into riser verb. This one is all about the tail. Arm resample print. Record 8 to 16 bars. And then here's the key move. Stop playback and let the reverb tail ring out another 2 to 4 bars. That extra tail is gold for atmosphere. Consolidate the best section. Now make it feel like tape lift tension. Warp it in Complex Pro. Automate transpose up 5 to 12 semitones over time. Add echo with a dotted eighth or quarter note timing, feedback 20 to 45%, and filter it dark, low pass around 4 to 7k. That keeps it moody and avoids harsh buildup. Add vinyl distortion subtly. Tracing model 1 to 3. pinch close to zero. You're not trying to make it lo-fi, you're trying to make it human. Then add auto filter in high pass mode and ramp that high pass cutoff from about 150 up to 600 Hz. This is how you lift it out of the way of the drop, while still keeping the sense of rising. Now let's talk about the producer mistakes that ruin risers, so you can skip the pain. First, too much low end. It masks the sub and makes the drop feel smaller. High pass early and often. Second, no pitch information. Pure noise can work, but tonal risers feel like they belong in the track. Even subtle harmonics make the brain latch onto it. Third, widening the entire riser. If it's wide the whole time, the end doesn't feel special. Stage it. Narrower early, wider late. Fourth, harsh top build. The 6 to 12 kHz range gets crispy fast when you stack distortion, chorus, and reverb. Use darker reverb filters, and don't be afraid to DS the riser with a multiband setup if needed. Fifth, it fights the snare. In DNB, the snare is often the anchor. If your riser is stepping on the snare crack, sidechain it or dip around where your snare lives. There's no single magic frequency, but 2 to 4K is a common snap zone, and 180 to 250 can be body depending on the sample. Now, advanced coach notes that will make this sound finished, not just made. Print in layers, not one perfect take. Do 3 to 6 quick resample passes where each pass has one main idea: filter lift, resonance peak, distortion climb, width change. Then comp the best moments into one riser using fades and crossfades. This is how you get that produced, intentional feeling. Use spectrum and tuner while resampling. Warping and distortion can drift pitch. Put tuner at the end of your audio riser chain and check the last bar. If the note reads unstable, reduce texture flux, reduce distortion, or low pass earlier so the fundamental dominates. Micro timing matters. Try starting the riser 5 to 20 milliseconds late, or give it a tiny fade in, so it glues against drums instead of clicking. And here are a few advanced variations you can steal immediately. Implied chords without writing chords. Duplicate your printed tonal riser to 2 or 3 in audio tracks. Keep one at 0 transpose. Transpose another up 7 semitones for a 5th, and a 3rd layer quietly up 3 or 4 semitones depending on minor or major. This audio version is shortened for playback.